It's a common fantasy. Quit the rat race, move to a beach, maybe surf. Well, for our next guest, that was reality, and with lots of sex to boot. Dr. Dorian Paskowitz, listen to that sinister, sexy laugh. Dr. Dorian Paskowitz was a successful Stanford-educated doctor living in Hawaii in the 1950s when he decided to drop everything to surf and be, quote, healthy. He and his wife, Juliette, raised and homeschooled their 9 children in a 24-foot camper, moving from beach to beach across North America. The new documentary film, Surfwise, tells the story of the Paskowitz clan, and Doc Paskowitz himself joins us now. Hi, Doc.
Hi, Faith.
Do I say aloha?
Aloha nui kako.
What does the nui kako part mean?
To all of you, aloha.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And everyone says thank you. To begin, let's play a bit of an interview from the film. This is with your 7th son, Salvador Daniel, where he describes his childhood. Let's listen.
The kind of things that your parents would have said, you can go to school because it's safe, but don't go swimming with sharks because it's dangerous. Our parents said, well, you can go swimming with sharks, but you're not going to school because that's dangerous.
That's making you laugh.
Oh, that's wonderful. Never heard that.
Is that how it was?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I remember a little place where I told the guy next door, listen, Al, that big shark that comes, they're swimming with my kids all the time. I don't want you to throw fish guts there. He said, that's why the shark doesn't eat your kids. He eats his fish guts. I said, well, doesn't it look right? Big 6-foot fin, 3 feet from where my kids are swimming.
But at least you're a doctor, right? So if anything happened with the shark, you'd be
right on the scene. If the shark ate my children, I'd be very, very capable of extracting them from their stomach.
Let's go back to the beginning. What made you leave behind your conventional life in the first place?
Listen, Faith, do you want the real truth?
Yes.
Or do you want the bullshit? Like I gave the last interviewer.
Oh, no. I'm the one you're going to give the real truth
okay.
to, I hope.
Pope, the owner of the National Enquirer,
okay,
said once to us, listen, I want to do an article on this guy and his family, riches to rags. He gave up everything, and he did the article, took a whole week of the guy investigators. And he read this true story and he said, what is this? This guy wasn't some aristocrat that became a bum. This guy was a bum to begin with. And he didn't publish the article. And so I'm telling you the truth. I was born a beach rat. I was a beach rat, a doctor when I was successful. I went back to being a beach rat. There was no epiphany. I don't know what that means, epiphany, but there was no revelation and there was no change of spirit or change
metanoia.
Of heart.
Metanoia. By the way, I don't believe you. In this film, you say you're the only dumb Jewish doctor.
I am.
None of that is true.
That is true.
A smart man. You're just smart enough to be self-deprecating
not so.
And charming.
When I got into Stanford Medical School,
yeah.
The head of the medical admissions department brought me in and he says, Paskowitz, you're too damn dumb to be a doctor. And I was just flabbergasted.
But you got your...
That's because I worked very hard.
Okay. Let's get to surfing.
Okay.
Why surfing? Why not tennis or volleyball?
Oh, well, that's very simple. I was born on a little island in the Gulf of Mexico called Galveston. I learned to swim very, very early. I learned to surf when I was 11. And it became the passion of my life, which still exists.
And you introduced surfing to the country of Israel?
Yes, very simply, because I went to Israel as a Jew to try to do my part, you know. When I got there, I found out nobody was interested in my being part of the army or being part of anything. So I just went surfing. They weren't interested in me, so I went surfing. One surfboard, one wave. People were lining the shores. I became an instant celebrity in Israel by taking one surfboard. And now there are 25,000 surfers in Israel.
Wow. Yep. You're like, well, they call you the father of Israeli surfing.
Yes,
that makes you like Abraham, right? Didn't he begin the 12 tribes of Israel? You're the Abraham of surfing, 25,000 surfers. All right. Between
you got me again.
Between 1959 and 1974,
yep.
You and your lovely wife, Juliette, were a little bit busy.
Yes.
Busy with a Z in the camper.
You
had
busy.
nine boys and a girl, whom you raised in a 24-foot camper. In the film, your kids all complain about the sex. Did you know it bothered them?
It didn't bother. What bullshit?
Film, sir.
Faith, listen. Let me tell you something. These kids who you see as adults, they were children. And they had no more knowledge of anything being different than the gorillas or the chimpanzees or the bonobos. And now they look back on it that there are a lot of them married to conventional people. And they say, how did you do that? How did you? You just did it. If any of the kids had complained and it was really serious, and we would have said, oh, no, we can't do that. Nobody complained.
Yeah, right.
So they didn't complain.
Stopped.
We had nine kids.
No, you just compared rearing children. You just mentioned our primate cousins. And some parts of your lifestyle you did adopt from observing
Absolutely.
Wild animals.
I still do.
We're going to listen to your son, Jonathan, describing why. Here's a test for you real quick, Doc.
Okay.
Jonathan is what number of your children?
Number two.
Good job. This is your son, Jonathan, describing why you stopped eating the skin of apples.
It's also heavy to watch a guy watch a baboon eat an apple but not eat the skin and then mimic it for the rest of his life, like Dorian would. You know, one day in a zoo he saw that, and then he noticed it another time in the San Diego Zoo. Huh, the gorillas don't eat the skin of the apple either. God damn it, we gotta stop eating that apple skin, you know?
That's the best part.
Well, listen, I ate apple skins all the time, and then I saw these chimpanzees or gorillas. And they ate the apple, but they didn't eat the skin. And I thought to myself, look.
Yeah, but Doc, they also throw their excrement against the windows.
Well, no. If I felt throwing my excrement against the windows would ennoble me
yes.
and upgrade my health as much as not eating the skin of the apple did the bonobos,
okay.
I mean the gorillas, then I'd throw my excrement against this. But I thought to myself, why do the chimps do that? And then I suddenly realized, you know, that apples are treated in so many different ways that whatever the adulterants are, the poison, so to speak, that is all captured in the skin. So
fair
I start.
Enough. You're the doctor. No, that's fair
I'm
enough.
I'm not the doctor. The gorilla was the doctor.
Now, raising your own children as Jewish
yes.
was one of the only, quote, normal traditions you followed. You even observed Shabbat on the beach every Friday night.
The Sabbath?
Shabbat. I just said Shabbat.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm such a shiksa.
You said it
Shabbat.
Wonderfully. Shabbat, yes.
In the absence of most other societal norms yes. in your family, why did you stick to Judaism?
Well, I truly love being Jewish. I think is a kind of like belonging to the New York Athletic Club. It's a very, very fine tribe. And of all the Jewish traditions or traits, none seems to me to be holier than the one where God says that thou shalt have a day of rest. Because the day of rest meant not only you have a day of rest, but the poor bastard who works for you and who does your labor, he has to have a day of rest,
too. But what does it mean to have a day of rest when your whole life is devoted to surfing? Isn't that restful?
Let me put it another way. Can
sure.
I say it another
yeah,
way?
Yeah, of course.
The other day, one of the surfing communities, why can't I remember that guy's name? Not Matt Warshaw, not Jim Kempton, not Drew Campion, the other guy. He said, hey, Paskowitz, I am writing a book on the spirituality of surfing, and I'd like to interview you. And I said, I'd love that. And he said, I want to ask you a few questions, which he did. And then at the last, he asked me this question that I'd never been asked before, and it was so insightful that I'm reciting it to you now. He said, Paskowitz, I know that you're a practicing Jew in many ways. And he said, but if you had to choose one religion, surfing or Judaism, which would you choose? And I said in an instant, surfing.
Why?
Because religion brings me very close to man. Surfing brings me very close to God.
What makes you close to God when you're surfing?
Oh, the water, the wind, the sharks, the waves, the beauty, the danger, the skill, the camaraderie, and above all, the discipline that's necessary for you to hook on to this star-made piece of energy called a wave and manage it in such a way as to enjoy it rather than to be deluged by it. I guess that's life, you know, that's life at its base. I think that trumps. Don't you think of faith? Don't you think that God is closer to what happens than what we make up
Absolutely.
At school?
Absolutely.
Isn't God closer to lightning than it is to the Ten Commandments? I mean, the Ten Commandments are great for keeping people from cutting one another's throats.
Sort of,
but
still do. Yeah.
Nature's God in the raw. Okay,
No, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. You know, your kids have gone in all sorts of directions. They're musicians and entrepreneurs, professional surfers, artists.
Right.
And some have had a rough time adapting to life outside of the tribe. I'll use the word tribe. And one said he wanted to be a doctor like you, but he had so much catching up to do academically, it would have been almost impossible.
Rubbish.
Do you ever have any regrets about the way you raised your family?
Of course not. You know what makes my saying to you, I have no regrets, completely authentic?
What?
Is that my wife feels the same way. We both feel if we had it to do over again, we would do it just exactly the same. In fact, I just wish that by some twist of the cosmic fate, we could do it all over again.
Doc, if you did it all over again?
Yeah.
You guys would be the greatest reality TV show ever. Did you realize that?
I don't know about that.
Doc Paskowitz.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.
Doc Paskowitz and his family are the subjects of the new documentary Surfwise, which opens in theaters May 9th. You can find out more about him and the film on our website, morefairgame.org.